Good afternoon. Happy Sunday. Mother's Day 2018. Thought I would jump on really quick. Had to run to the store and get some floaties for Mr. Maverick, my 18-month-old son. I just wanted to take the time really quick for all of you guys that are listening to this podcast today, just to let you know my gratitude for my mother. My mother is definitely an amazing mom. She has done so much for my brother and I and my sister. And most people don't see her as much. She lives in California. I live here in Texas. And so she is literally a huge part of my life, believe it or not. Even though you may not see her, she's always loved me and supported me and encouraged me throughout my life. And even in those times where she may not have the right answers for me, in terms of maybe business or relationships or certain things, she has always been there, and she has always given me unconditional love, always. So she is literally the best. I love you, Mom. And for all of you guys out there that may not have a mother, or maybe have just mother figures, or maybe you lost a mom, or whatever may have been the impact or the person that's been in your life that's played that mother role, I think today is also a great reminder just to really dedicate it. You know, obviously all around the world, and I think all around the United States, people are really celebrating their mothers, or celebrating someone of significance as a mother. And I just wanted to take the time and talk to you guys and just share just real brief about my mother. And like I said, she's always loved me unconditional. She's literally been there. I think I can only tell you she's missed maybe one of my sporting events, and that's because my little sister was born and she was only like a week and a half old or something. And other than that, she's just always been there for us and always has done everything she can, and I'm really grateful for that. She's literally taught me how to treat a woman. I've always, every time I've met a girl in my life, I've always thought about, well, how would I want my mom to be treated? How would I serve my mom? Or how would I serve, you know, my wife to this day? It would always be before my wife, Alicia. But again, guys, I owe so much to my mom. And she's just literally my number one fan. And I love her to death. So if you're listening to this, Mom, I love you. Thank you so much for all of you've done for me and my siblings. And you continue to do. Even from a distance to your grandkids and to the people around you. So I love you. Hope you had a great day. Can't wait to see you in the flesh. And I will talk to y'all soon. Happy Mother's Day, you guys.